Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go, now.
What do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, okay? You really have to have a clue as to what's going on. You have to be part of the solution. And I know, I say it all the time. Some of you send me an email going, you really have to do that when you go out and come back. Yes. Yes, sadly, yes. Why? Because you guys aren't paying attention. Well, some of you are, but some of you aren't. I want you on it. I want you to understand what's going on. I want you to be able to respond to this stuff. I mean, seriously, this is just nuts. And I love going through, you know, I call these segments / sessions, their social media segments, right? And now I've got a surprise. You know, I start looking at what's trending on social media. Not that any of you really care, right? But when you look at some of this stuff that you're being subjected to, you're being told is true, you have to sit there and scratch your head. I don't care who you are. You have to sit there and scratch your head sometimes. You've got to wonder what it is that, you know, where are these headlines coming from? Who's talking about what? You know, remember, we just heard how bad gas stoves were, right? This was the gospel truth because the left told us it was bad. And anything they tell you, know everything they tell you is true, right? Apparently cooking with natural gas is safe. It doesn't play a significant role in determining indoor air quality. That's according to an analysis that's been available for a while. And the studies from government assessments that were evaluating gas stove cooking. So even though the left was telling you how bad they were, and we have the studies to prove it, I don't know whose studies they have. Because their studies, the ones I'm not sure they were talking about, show that there is no danger in cooking in, you know, at home. Now, the report was released by the industry groups, an environmental consulting firm. Now, they found the type of food cooked, specifically meat, cooking oil, more significantly influences indoor air quality than whether a gas or electric stove is used. Ah, did you check that out? You guys too busy talking to each other? Did you hear that? Specifically, meat and cooking oil. Think of all the things that you fry in oil or use oil to saute. So, if we do away with meat, we'll cut it in half. We won't have as many air quality problems at home. What if I want bad air in my home? Right? What are you going to ban next? Are you going to ban smoking in your house? No, really, your own house, one that you own, because of the air quality problem. Remember, they don't say it's screwing the air quality in general. No, no, no. They're talking about air quality inside your home. Now, the analysis disputes a Green Energy Group's recent peer review research that claimed nearly 30% of childhood asthma can specifically be traced to the use of gas stove. That line of bunk. That comes from both the Department of Energy and the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Of course, they're working together. This is the Biden administration. They're all working together against you. They could care less about what hurts or what doesn't hurt you or what affects you, what doesn't affect you. Not there. So the CPSC voted recently to request public input on chronic hazards associated with gas stoves. Department of Energy is examining a stringent new energy efficiency standards for gas stoves. The stoves that the manufacturers say could double the time it takes to boil water. So let me see. We'll need to use more gas. Now, I want you to know in California, they're trying to ban all the gas stuff. Tell you what you can and can't use in your house. See, they want to ban all, eventually they want to ban all the fossil fuels to try to force you to use electricity. How are they going to run the electric plants? What's going to move those? Right? Now, anyway, the CPSC is acting at the request of Commissioner Richard Trumka, who recently called gas stoves a hidden hazard in response to a study claiming they're to blame for nearly 30% of childhood asthma. As I said, I scoffed at it before. I'll keep scoffing at it. Not a problem. The conclusions were drawn from a widely reported review of study data produced in part by the Green Energy Group and the Rocky Mountain Institute. But the group's conclusions are flawed. That's according to a review of published data funded by the California Restaurant Association. So therefore, it has to be bad because it's from the Restaurant Association. Think about how many restaurants would be killed by this. They say the 13% figure comes from a study that combined data from kitchens in North America, Europe, and Asia. Now, when they segregated the data out, when they went and did the actual work, the North American data did not show a statistically significant risk of asthma associated with gas stoves. So the way we do it, we're safe. Europe and Asia may not be. They probably don't use the same type of stoves with the same type of regulations. Anyway, the data also showed that there was no statistically significant relationship from any of the data between asthma and... Look at it. They want what they want, how they want it. And they're willing to lie and cheat and fabricate to get what they're looking for. Gas stoves are safe. Keep using them. I approve this message. Jump to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm just looking at some pictures, video sent to me from one of my friends up there in Northern California. It's still snowing up there. They're getting wind, they're getting snow. But the funny thing about all of this, or the irritating thing about all this, and the way you want to put it, we're not capturing all this water. We don't have the ability to. You know, All the money we've paid into the state, all the tax money they've taken specifically to rebuild infrastructure has not gone to that. Always amazing to me. Always. Anyway, to wrap up on the gas stove issue, I love this stuff. I just think it's hilarious. I was just talking to, look, in California, I don't know, somebody help me understand. I think it's 2025. It might be later than that. But I think 2025, 2026, that's the end of gas-powered garden tools and such. You won't be able to do that anymore. What am I going to do? My go-kart, mini bike, right? No. The small engine's done, gone. I think by 2035, you won't be able to sell and or buy a gas-powered car in California. I wonder what that's going to do to the gas stations, right? Look at all those small businesses they're going to put under. They're going to put out of business. I don't care. They don't care. And not only that, the amount of pollution they're talking about a saving is almost immeasurable. Really. And no thought as to what it costs to create the panels, the solar panels. No thought as to what it costs to maintain them. Right? Repair them, maintain them, get rid of them. You know, it's very hard to take them seriously when they don't, when they can't lay it out like that. So, as I said, I always find this stuff extremely funny. No other way to put it. Right? Anyway, we're doing, for those of you just joining the show, I love doing these, you know, social media, what's hot on social media stuff. And the reason I do is because, you know, you see this stuff, and you have to scratch your head and say, you know, where are these people? What were they thinking? What are they thinking? You know, you got a House Democrat, let's see if you can figure out who it is, told Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell on Wednesday that he is engineering a recession by raising interest rates to lower inflation and demanded that the central bank pull back from future rate hikes. Yeah, good luck with that. Who do you think that was? Yeah. Representative Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts. She's a member of the squad. The squad. Twice asked Mr. Powell during a House Finance Services Committee hearing to halt his course of raising rates because now she is an economic expert. She said the Fed is risking a recession because rate hikes generally lead to layoffs. He rejected her assertion that the recession is inevitable and said that the central bank must combat chronic price increases. He said, we're not seeking to have a recession. We don't think we need to have a recession. And then she cut him off. God forbid, we don't want to let him finish talking, do we? She cut him off to say, hey, will you pause interest rate hikes or not? I don't know. I'm sorry. You brought them in. You decide to have them. God bless. It's up to you. You deal with it now. And when I say you, I mean the generic you, the ones that voted them in. Right? I mean, just amazing. You know, and here's another one of those stories where these people jump on board and they don't see, you know, look at themselves. They don't see really what they're doing here. Amy Klobuchar. I mean, you know how Zoe and I always say that they're totally non-self-aware. She ripped Congress for failing to restrict big tech platforms' businesses. Now, she says she couldn't pass antitrust legislation because of the GOP takeover. Here's the problem. Did she bring it up when they were in control, total control? Really? No. No. They had all that time to do it. They kept jerking around with hearings and other things and what have you. They had all that time to pass those laws and nothing. So now it's the GOP's fault. Right? Come on, you gotta think about this. We've done nothing in terms of setting standards when it comes to tech. She said nothing out of the Congress on privacy, nothing out of the Congress on updating the children's protection bills when it comes to the... Okay, where were yours? Why weren't you pounding the table when you guys had control? This is, I love calling them, it's a perfect name for them. They're the party of non-responsibility. Nothing is their fault. Right? Even now, that you heard them today after they heard some of the testimony, right, about the Afghan pullout. You're hearing all this stuff with them now, that this was Trump's fault. Trump set up for failure. Trump did all of this. I'm scratching my head still trying to figure out, really? You got to give me a break here. Again, party of non-responsibility. A party that feels like you're all the way back to Obama. When Obama took office, whose fault was it? 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, a year and a half into it. It was always George Bush's fault. Right? They always blamed anything good that happened in that period, all because of steps that Obama had taken. But all that went bad was because of George Bush and the discussion. But they've always operated like this. This is always how it's gone down. And then long after Obama, when Obama's out of office, right? And their success is happening under Trump. Remember when Obama said that what's he going to do with the economy? Wave a wand is going to fix everything? Well, apparently he knew where the wand was. And when everything started going right from an economic standpoint, what did Obama say? It was because of the policy I put in place. They just took longer to kick in. Delusional is a word that comes to mind. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for you. Your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Spring breakers heading south of the border should remember to pack one important item.
Anytime that you're traveling, common sense has to prevail.
Mark Hoffman, travel expert and owner of Sports Leisure Vacations, is warning spring breakers headed for Cabo, Cancun, and Tulum to exercise increased caution. He says to make sure you leave a paper trail and that someone at home has a copy of your itinerary and knows how and where to contact you. The size of the next interest rate increase is still up in the air. In a Capitol Hill hearing, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the increase will depend on incoming data on jobs and inflation. Powell is facing bipartisan criticism that average Americans stand to lose the most with rising interest rates. Powell believes hiking rates will cool the economy and bring inflation down. At the same time, new figures show an extremely tight job market is remaining resilient against inflation and interest rate hikes so far. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Masina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution here. Right? I mean, once you get engaged, well, once you get informed, then you know how to move out. You know how to move out and get things done. And that's really, really what we want. We want people to become like an old-fashioned man. What do you want to call it? You know, like an information pyramid scheme, that you can get information out there to other people. They know what they have to deal with. They know what to talk about. And they can help fix things. We're not fixing anything anymore. I love things we are by banning certain things or certain people or wanting to tame Twitter their way. But that doesn't fix anything. That actually tees people off and makes it even worse. Right? I mean, that's simple. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Stop it. No, you guys start sending me information while I'm going on here, and it's pertinent. Don't get me wrong. You know, but let me finish some of these stories. Our fossil fuels, you know, again, I was just talking about it, and thank you for sending that. I'm not mad at you. It's okay. It's all good. The fossil fuels, right? I mean, there are some people really believe that we can get rid of these by 2050. Now, unless you're driving, close your eyes and think about it. Think about all the things around you that have been built with petroleum, built with oil, run on oil, right? All of that. The diesel engines that push the trains. Right? The electric power plants that are run by natural gas. There's a lot. Just run that whole thing through your head. Right? And if they're trying to push it so that we're moving towards electric, well, I don't know, good luck with that, but whatever. The Biden administration wants the U.S. to reach net zero emissions by 2050 to help limit global warming. Now, we've done the numbers, right? On this show, we've talked about these numbers over and 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 over again. It's a ridiculous number. We will get rid of like 0.0006 times over 2.1 of carbon emissions. I'm sorry, what's that going to do? If nobody else is on board with it, what's that going to do? And they've been telling us, what, since the late 60s, mid to late 60s, we're done? Life is over. Right? We're gonna lose part of the Arctic. Actually, the whole thing, I think, was going to melt down, not be there, that New York City was going to be uninhabitable in the first 3, 4, 5 floors. Nothing. Nothing they have spoken to has come true. Nothing. We have more polar bears now than we did then. Nothing has come true. Nothing has happened. Just amazing. We need both traditional and new energy, added Granholm, who, along with President Joe Biden, has asked the oil and gas sector to increase production. So, let's increase production of something that we need, that we're running on, that we don't want to use anymore. I'm sorry. Now, she's made this announcement. Just as many environmentalist groups now are pushing lawmakers to put policies in place to block new gas and oil development. How's that going to work? How's that going to help? Right? You know, it's, again, the things that they fund, the things they talk about, the things they push, they sound good. Yeah, don't get me wrong. They sound good. They sound noble. But there's never any real policy, but there's never any real thought through on these things. This is how you do it. This is how we're going to implement it. This is how much it's going to save over this period of time. They don't think of any of that. Just amazing. Anyway. Again, as I said, 855 Real Joe. You got something to say? 855-732-5563. The police chief, gee, this is in Washington, D.C. Don't you love this? He said, let's keep violent people in jail. That'll reduce the growing crime rate. Yeah. How long do you think he'll be working? Anybody? How much longer do you think he'll have a job? Right, keeping criminals in jail, not letting them loose. Well, it's just kind of basics, right? This is according to Robert Conti, the chief of the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C. He said the things we have been doing is locking up bad guys, taking guns off the streets. What we've got to do if we really want to see homicides go down is keep these bad guys, especially the ones with guns, in jail, because when they're in jail, they can't be in the community shooting up people. That's what common sense stuff that I never thought I'd hear somebody say in day-to-day conversation, because you kind of already know it. We see you lock up the bad guys with guns, and crime goes down the streets. It doesn't go down the street, it goes down in the streets. Now, the police chief was responding to a question from a reporter who asked about homicide rates in the district. How it increased 30% so far this year. People, we're not done with the third month yet. We're not 90 days into this yet. So according to data from the police department, there have been 40 homicides in the region in the last eight, as of March 8th, compared to just 30 in the same period last year. Right? And for all of 2022, there were 203 homicides. They're proud of that. And partially because it actually went down from 2021. But is anybody else not a crimologist, a criminologist? Do you really need a degree in criminal sciences to figure out that if you lock up the bad people and you keep them locked up, that you're going to be safer? No, really, I'd love to know if anybody really believed that or agreed with it. It's always good to know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that. Now, this is now. Senator Tommy Tuberville out of Alabama. He's had it. He's done with all this garbage and craziness. He followed through with his threat to the Department of Defense to block nominations in response to a move by the Pentagon to push abortion access for service women. On February 16th, the DOD instructed his new policy of paying for travel and time off for servicemen, servicewomen. Can you do that? Shouldn't it be service person? I don't know. I'm just asking. Who seek abortions. Policy was first announced in October. Tuberville argued that aside from the moral objections, the Pentagon's move was an illegal expansion of the department's authority, and he threatened to block all DOD officer nominees and promotions. Now, I guess he can't block them all. Right? They can't completely block the acceptance of nominations and promotions, but it would make the process really tough, really time-consuming. He would clog up, you know, think about this. He's actually thought this through. The mindset is by stretching out these nomination processes, proceedings, there are going to be hundreds of people behind them waiting for the nominee, and may even go somewhere else with a different service, with a different situation. Right? I'm holding DOD nominations because Secretary of Defense is trying to push through a massive expansion of taxpayer-subsidized abortions without going through the body. You know, the congressional body. And that's what they're supposed to do. No one's above the law. Remember that one? I can't remember who said that. Guess, in the chat, you remember who said that? Oh, yeah, Pelosi. That's right. Remember her. 3 months ago, we continued, I informed Secretary of... I informed the secretary that if he tried to turn the DOD into an abortion travel agency, I would place a hold on all civilian flag general officer nominees, right? Other than a couple of calls where we had to fill a position. I was serious. Bring me solutions. Joe Mattoon, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. Including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Jones here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe gets you 30 to 70% off. Depends on what you're buying. You know, if you're not cheap, you buy for your honey. Nice robe or slippers or what have you. It'll work out well. Oh, seriously. It'll work out well. And, you know, you keep the money here in this country. You're buying from an American company. The whole nine yards. It works out well. Everybody wins. Right? All right. So, you know, I love these people. Still shows you how tough this is going to be. Right? Spewing the mantra that masks, the researches, the vaccines, all of those were good for you. Well, there's a few that don't. Right? I can't even pronounce this name. But Dr. Robert Redfield, the former CDC director, he talked about three suspicious events that took place in the Wuhan lab in the September of 2019. Right? He said the September 2019, three things happened. One is that they deleted the sequences. Highly irregular. Researchers don't like to do that. The second thing they did is they changed the command and control from civilian to military. Another highly unusual scenario. The third, which is very telling, is that they contracted, that they let a contractor redo the ventilation system in that laboratory. Clearly, there was strong evidence that a significant event had happened in the laboratory back in September. So it wasn't October that it hit, it was back in September. I find all of that extremely amazing. You want to hear it out of his mouth? Because, you know, I could have said it wrong, not the first time. I'm always saying wrong stuff. All right. Can we get some love here?
But the declassified, right. I will say, if you go back and look, it's declassified now, and I'm sure you all have your classified briefings, but the declassified information now, in September of 2019, three things happened in that lab. One is they deleted the sequences. It was highly irregular. So researchers don't usually like to do that. Second thing they did was they changed the command and control of the lab from the civilian control to the military control. Highly unusual, and I've been involved in dual-use labs when I was in the military. And the third things they did, which I think is really telling, is they let a contractor redo the ventilation system in that laboratory. So I think clearly there was strong evidence that there was a significant event that happened in that laboratory in September. It's now been declassified. You can read it. I'm sure there's more classified information around that. I will say, if you go back and look, it's declassified.
No, don't say anymore. I mean, did you hear that? Right? This is Dr. Redfield. He's been around a while. So it's nothing new. So I don't understand. I really don't understand. As more and more of this comes forward, you do know that the CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG, all of them are going to even have to try harder not to allow any of this information to take root. So they're going to do everything they can. Right? They're going to do everything they can to make sure that the truth really doesn't stick. How about this? We'll let it get out, but it won't stick. Just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm just beating up, well, right now it's just Twitter. Right? To see... What the hot items are of the evening. What the hot items are of the day. Right now you got the Michigan Democrats beating their brains out to repeal the right to work law they passed. Why is that a problem? Why should it be a right to work state? Why do you have to protect, with all the federal and state employment laws, right? I mean, seriously, how much do you have to protect workers? And they're working overtime to try to turn this around. In Lansing, Michigan today, according to the AP, Michigan's Democratic-led legislature moved Wednesday to repeal the state's right-to-work law that was passed more than 10 years ago. Right? Repealing a law which prohibits public and private unions from requiring that non-union employees pay union dues, even if the union bargains on their behalf, has been a top priority for Democrats since they took full control of state government. It's the first year they've had full control of the government. Now, party leaders, you know, I wish you people would look at what California looks like before you do that. Before you give these states full control to the lefties, to the Democrats, I don't know. State House is also expected to vote Wednesday on restoring the state's prevailing wage law, which requires contractors hired for state projects to pay union-level wages. The House Labor Committee advanced bills early Wednesday along the party lines. Of course, it's the only way they get anything done. It's the only way they push this stuff through. Supporters and opponents of the bill packed the main committee room. Right, they had overflow areas filled. They had people there that wanted to fight, that wanted to push back, that wanted to make a difference. But you know what? They've got their minds made up. They've already got their minds made up. We don't want the government telling two private parties what they can agree to in negotiations. Well, why would you do that? Now, they go on to say, that is what right to work does. No, it doesn't. It allows them pretty much to bring in anything they want to. It allows employers to decide how somebody gets fired. The state decides how you get fired. Right? And if you're not a right-to-work state, the state will decide under what conditions you can fire somebody without being legally liable, responsible, or whatever. Gretchen Whitmer commended the committee for putting Michigan workers first. No, they didn't. They put the unions first. Can we just be honest about it? The statement that working people should always have basic freedoms in the workplace without interference from government. True. But see, this is exactly the opposite. This is what Newsom is doing. In saying it's the freest state. And saying that you have more opportunities here. You know, when he's trying to force corporations that they have to hire so many women, so many blacks, so many this, so many that, at the board level. That's a private corporation. He has no right. No one has a right to tell them what to do. And I've said this for years. It's so true. These corporations only care about one color, green. They're only interested in green. If you can bring green to the table, if you have ideas that will make that company more profitable, they don't care what color you are. Right? Now, while all this is going on and the Michigan State Legislature is trying to push this, House Republicans argue that the public showed its support of the right to work when voters rejected a 2012 constitutional amendment that aimed to protect the right to organize and bargain collectively. They didn't want it. The general populace didn't want it. Right? And Republicans also complained that this is what the Dems do a lot, that the bills were being rushed through and that more debate was needed. Jim Hadzma, a Battle Creek Democrat who chairs the House Labor Committee, said the committee had to accomplish this today so we can accomplish this by spring break. Right? They got a 2-week break at spring. What we used to call the Easter break, you know? These guys are so brilliant that they don't realize that Easter in and of itself is not a religious holiday. Right? Pagan holiday, I guess you call it religion. When the legislature passed the right-to-work legislation in 2012, thousands of union supporters, they descended on the Capitol protest. The law dealt with devastating blow. When you look at organized labor in a state that had played an important role in the growth of the U.S. labor movement. But unions have been losing power for years. Right? I mean, the draconian way they deal with things. And even the union members are not happy with them and the way they deal with things. Right? Now, this year, before neighboring Wisconsin under Republican Governor Scott Walker proposed all but ending collective bargaining for most public workers, it set off weeks of protests. You know, again, interesting. They don't really want you to have choice. When it comes to choice, when it comes to talking about choice, I'm not so sure they really mean it. Because every time it comes up in legislature, every time it comes up in the conversation, they are not interested in it. They're not interested in pushing it. They're not interested in talking about it. They're just not interested in it. Which in and of itself, I don't know about you guys, for me, in and of itself, it's pretty scary. All right, jumping into your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, some of you ask, we have podcasts. It's on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You look up at the top row, you'll see it in there. You'll see Facebook links, Twitter links, all kinds of links up there. You can go to Twitter, you can go to Spreaker. And pull it down from there. Very careful where I put the podcasts. We've had so many of them pulled. So many of our channels closed down in the early days. Just amazing. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.